Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. Back here live, Sports Talk Mississippi at the Not Fall Camp Tour here in Starkville. Let's talk some hoops with Mississippi State head basketball coach Chris Janzy. He joins us now on the Farm Bureau guest line. Check out favorites.com and go with the home team. All right, coach. You know, coaches, you guys love to talk about adversity. Oh, adversity, it teaches you so many lessons. It teaches you how to be this, that, and the other. What did you learn from adversity last season?
Well, it's too early to tell. We'll find out what we learned on the court in the coming months. But definitely we'll never take winning for granted. I'm not saying that there was any of that. Maybe for some of us, who knows internally how everyone feels, what they were feeling when they went through it. But yeah, we had a lot of reflection once the season was complete. We did a deep dive on almost every facet of our program, not to point fingers at all, but to learn, grow from said adversity, as you put it, that we went through with our results last season. And I think it was a really good exercise. Certainly coaches are famous for using a line similar to, I'd rather, you know, learn from winning rather than have to learn from defeats. But sure, certainly when you lose, that's going to happen. You're going to be narrowly focused on the why, and trying to figure out, you know, how to not repeat some of the mistakes that we made as a coaching staff. You know, at the end of the day, it falls on my plate, and I understand that wholeheartedly. And we're trying to make sure we're in better position as the fall rolls around and the balls start bouncing again.
So when you look back at last year, even from game one, it felt like something was off with that team. And, you know, you guys persevered to the – you had some good moments last year. Was it just a chemistry thing? Was it a mindset thing? In your mind, you could finger point one thing – where it went wrong for you last season, what was it?
Yeah, I don't think you can point to one thing, as you put it. I think it was a mixture of things that didn't go our way and decisions that we made as a staff. We needed to do a better job of putting our team together, and then obviously needed to do a better job with how we positioned our players on the court at different times throughout the year. But there were a lot of reasons why. And I'm at a point where, and you know me fairly well, you know, we tell our players all the time, get to the next play. You've heard that in sports lexicon forever, right? Mm-hmm. Get to the next play, get to the next play, right? And our staff, and probably more importantly, me, have to take my own advice and get to the next season. And I'm one to dwell on what went wrong and how do we fix it, maybe to a fault at times. And I have to take my own advice and I have to put some perspective on it. You know, at some point we're going to put a nail in that and not talk about it much anymore. But the learning, the growing, you know, we've had lots of reflection, lots of time. But at some point, you know, and we're going through it, where, you know, me and the rest of the guys that were here that went through it have to certainly not forget the lessons, but put it behind us and not let it, you know, linger, not let it go into next season and mess with our energy, our focus, our mindset is the word that you brought up earlier.
Did that change the way you went into the portal this year? Did you look for a different kind of guy?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we wanted to make sure, and not that we don't always do this, but maybe with a finer microscope to make darn sure We knew as best we could in the limited time that you have in some of these situations in the portal, because it is very fast. It usually is very fast. It's not like high school recruiting, which are marathons. These are, 50-yard, 40-yard sprints at times. And, some people say, well, take your time. Well, you can't. You can't. I mean, you're making a decision every time you take your time, because that person is moving on for another opportunity. So we try to do better in terms of what we did going into it, trying to figure out and identify some situations and do our homework that way. So we really, really wanted to make sure, we knew the player, the person, as best we could before we had to make the ultimate decision, if we were going to go after that particular player.
Not only a lot of new faces on the roster, but a lot of new faces on your coaching staff as well. These guys that you've brought in, what do they bring to your staff that's different than what you had before?
If you had walk in our gym, I don't care if it was a June shooting group or it was a team practice, a lift session. I don't, it didn't matter when, in my opinion, when you walk in the gym, and that's not just about the coaches, but the whole environment. Like it's the vibe was super positive, very energized. There was a bounce to our step this summer, from everybody. Like, I would walk down sometimes in the middle of a shooting workout, and had to do something during it. So I'm down there a little late, and it would make me feel good, make me feel good walking in there, knowing that I didn't have to bring the energy. It was there, and certainly some of the new voices, the new guys that were on our staff helped that. And sometimes, it just happens organically with a combination of coaches, players, managers, GAs. Everybody has a part in helping the energy, the feel, not just the head coach, and certainly not just, one or two players. So it was really, really good that way.
Am I allowed to ask Alex Barlow his thoughts on the Jaylen Brown trade?
Hey, have at it, man. Have
Okay. I am a diehard Celtics hater,
Oh, boy.
so I'm looking forward to talking with him about that at some point, and maybe needling him just a little
There you
bit.
go.
I'm always fascinated by the international piece in recruiting now. It seems like every team in the SEC and almost every team in the power teams especially have a European player on the roster. You've got one, a late addition to your roster, and God help me with this name, Kostas Kostadinov. Am I good?
Close enough.
That'll work. How did he get on the radar for you? A kid coming, from Bulgaria, playing in Spain. How does he end up at Mississippi State?
Yeah, the international market has exploded the last handful of years. Usually, there are some teams that go there first in that market, in the portal especially. But usually what happens is the domestic market dries up, and then everyone, goes over there to see if they can fill some needs that way. At least that's kind of what we've been doing with our recruitment efforts, especially in the portal. Coach Anwar had a contact, and he's connected all over the world. I mean, he's so well liked and beloved in our profession, and people want to help him. The unique thing about Kostas is that he ended up being on a team in Spain. He's from Bulgaria, but he'd been playing in Spain recently with a former player of ours at New Mexico State, Jabari Rice. So Jabari Rice, who was a kid that we coached for 5 years, was a teammate. And so we obviously put him on the clock and to get information on exactly what he was and who he was. And then when we decided we wanted him, he became assistant coach Rice, in terms of trying to hand out an assist, for us. So, yeah, he's here. He's, been doing great. Still obviously have some eligibility hoops that we have to jump through. Sometimes it takes a little longer with those guys, but we're working with our compliance department daily and getting done what we need to get done with the NCAA that way.
Just a couple of minutes left with you, Coach. We obviously have to talk about the superstar on your team, Josh Hubbard. I had a one-on-one with him about a month or so ago, and I asked him about legacy. And when I ask players about that, they tend to shake it off. They're like, I don't really think about that. Do you as a coach ever think about the legacy of a player like Josh Hubbard, who will clearly, by the time his career is over, should be Mississippi State's all-time leading scorer, will be one of the greatest players in this school's history? Is that something that ever crosses your mind?
Absolutely. I mean, can't help it. I mean, he's been with us, obviously, after our first year. When I got the job, that's the name that, you know, everyone kept talking about. You know, you got to get to see him. You got to go down there. You got to meet him. You got to recruit him, you know, and it's been quite a journey. I can't speak for Josh, but I do think about it. And the cool thing is the obvious, like no one's more deserving and no one's going to appreciate it when it's over and be the kind of ambassador that this university is going to want to have for not just our men's basketball program, but our athletic department as a whole. Because he always represents the Bulldogs in a first-class way. He's a first-place kid, the way he goes about his business. So, for sure, I think about it. We don't talk about it. You know, that's just not the way he's built. He's trying to get better. He's awesome at giving me little tidbits on the side on things that he thinks maybe we could be doing better. But certainly excited for him in this upcoming season to do all the things that you mentioned.
Going to be an exciting season at the Hump. I'm already ready to get back to see some Mississippi State basketball a little later this year. We'll have you back on very soon, Coach, and maybe in a little more long form for the podcast. But thanks for your time today. Coach Chris Jans, Mississippi State basketball. We'll be back here live at the Landing as we continue the Not Fall Camp Tour.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.